Good news. All right, that sidewalk project is underway, 64 Pinecrest.
It will go over to the new development that OEI put in front of the community center. And then the other section will start past the OEI development and go all the way down to the Wells Hotel. So there'll be two sections there that will have a new sidewalk. One of the things about doing those sidewalks, pouring the slab, the sidewalk, that's the easy part. The big challenge that workers have is having to put in the proper drainage and the foundation for the sidewalk. So that'll take a little time, but they're well underway. And then we have some other sidewalk projects that we will be addressing as we move toward the spring.
We are so pedestrian friendly and getting better all the time.
We'll be doing other sidewalk projects in the spring. Let me give you an update on the sidewalk project on 106. We're still in discussions with certain property owners concerning easements. I'm very optimistic that we will get clearance on those easements to move ahead with that sidewalk. Someone was just recently asking, will we see it this summer? And completed. And my response is, I don't think so, because once we get the easement issues resolved, then we have to go into a more detailed design phase to where we have construction drawings that would then allow us to put out the project for bid. Then we would start the sidewalk construction. In the meantime, we would have to address the issue of funding. And as I've said before, there are several ways to get the funding. One is through some grants. One possible way of doing this would be if the board wanted to allocate some money for this sidewalk project from the town. And then also, we would be very dependent on private sources and donations. And I know that there are several major donors who have expressed an interest in helping this project become a reality.
Hey, talk about the prep work at the fire department. I know volunteers, you want to hire them, but full-time staff, let's go.
We've been rather methodical in moving into that building. I know at the first of this month, Chief Gearhart spent a lot of time. They were sealing the floor of the bays where the trucks will be. Then they took a lot of time painting striping and lines in the bays, and that's about done. They've started having volunteer fire department meetings in the new facility. And that's very positive because they have a state-of-the-art training room and facility. They have high-tech equipment to where they can really do some serious and important training for our volunteer firemen. Many of our firemen have been coming in and working out in the new workout room, which is very important. It's just a great facility to help prepare our first responders in the event of an emergency or a fire, and we're underway with that. Also, we will be moving toward doing full-time staffing to where we will have full-time firefighters, two of them, in the building 24/7 to immediately respond to a call. We need to start putting some administrative issues in order about how we advertise to hire firefighters, job descriptions. There's a lot of things that need to be done before the idea of full-time staffing becomes a reality. But we're moving toward that, and in the coming months, we will be in a position to start the full-time staffing program for the fire department. It will be a situation where these full-time people will be able to come down the fire pole very fast and respond to any critical event.
Well, it sounds like Matt Ebers put you through like he's recording a sitcom or like the brand new AskMayorPat.com sliding down a fire pole. Now, he made you do a couple takes.
That's right. I had kind of the distinct honor to be one of the first people to go down the fire pole. Matt Ebers of Heritage Production, who works with me on Ask Mayor Pat, the videos and updates that are produced, he thought it'd be a great idea for me to come down the fire pole and say, "Welcome to the Highlands Fire Department."
So he made you say something at the end.
Yeah, he had it all scripted out. And unfortunately, I came down the first time and almost broke my neck and flubbed the line. So he said, you got to go do this again. So I kind of got it right on the second one and softened my landing. But that really kind of brought home the point to me that when a fireman is going to answer a call, that's the fastest way to get down to that bay where all the vehicles are. You go really fast. crashed down that fire pole. But that was a lot of fun. Some of the volunteer firemen and everybody got a lot of laughs at seeing the mayor almost break his neck going down the fire pole at age 74.
I want to see the hits on AskMayorPat.com on the video. Check that out. The board meeting coming up on January 19th. Some of the agenda, the radio tower leases, and more.
We need to resolve the issues on the radio tower lease and some other leases that are pending, and that will be happening. Lamar Nix has been working with the folks on the electric vehicle charging stations. I think that will be resolved, hopefully, at this meeting. Really, this is the first meeting of the year, but there's some, if you will, some old business from last year that we need to bring about. There'll be an update from our town manager about the fire department and the procedures for staffing the building full-time. There's one thing that we discussed as a board at our December meeting. The ABC board came to the town board asking that they be given the use of the old fire department and converting it back to a ABC store. They were bringing up issues about space and location. And the board told them they could continue to make those kind of plans in preparation, but several of the board members expressed the concern that really that whole town block where we have the old fire station now, it'll be vacant, and the playhouse, which will also become vacant later in the year, that we might need to do a study of what's the best use of those buildings and the future development and use of that whole area. I think that was a very good idea. I know Commissioner Hain, Commissioner Patterson, several expressed the idea that we needed to kind of do a study of what's the best use of our town properties. I've talked with our town manager since then. He's been researching how to engage a consultant, a professional company that could do that kind of a study. We both, and we're going to recommend this to the entire board, is that let's not just limit it to the use of the fire department or even the playhouse, which I've advocated that we do a study on what's the best way to rehab that building and use it as a town building. Why not just do a comprehensive study of all town properties? And that means the community center, the recreation department, the town yard, the water plant, the sewer plant, and all the buildings that we have and property that we own. We really probably need to have a comprehensive study that makes recommendations about the different properties and the future needs and uses that could be employed from these properties and buildings. That's what I think the board will do. As the mayor, I'll make suggestions and recommendations, and the final decision will be in the hands of the 5-member board.
Yeah, as always. Yeah. January, well, you mentioned that in that last segment there, a lot of property this and property that. In January, it's time to update the property tax evaluations.
You are correct, Steve, and for some people it might be a gnashing of teeth over the high property values that have been assessed. And I just wanted to emphasize one thing, and I'm not trying to pass the buck. We work with the county tax department and their tax assessors. They do the tax assessing for the town of Highlands, all the property. That applies then to the millage rate that we set for the town, and the county sets the millage rate for those properties. So it's a cooperative thing that we have where the tax assessor's office evaluates the value of the property. They actually send out the bill and collect the forfee, the town tax, and the county tax that someone who lives in Highlands will pay. If you live in Highlands, you'll pay a town tax, and then you pay a county tax like all the people that live in the county. That office is the headquarters for all of those collections and all of those evaluations. So if you get your reevaluation and you want to challenge it or have questions about it, we can't really answer those kind of questions at the town hall. You need to go on the county website. That's going to be the procedure. I just wanted to make people who might be new to the process coming in within the last 4 years to understand that those decisions, those valuations were made by the county, and they will tell you how, if you want to appeal your evaluation, they will guide you through that process and give you the information. And I know you were kind of laughing and make reference to this, and this I've noticed to be pretty accurate. the county tax assessors will put a valuation on a property and people won't like it and say it's way too high. And then a year or two later, they will sell it for maybe 30 or 40% above the tax assessed value. They have a lot of rationales on why it was just wonderful that they got the price that they did, and more power to them.
As mayor, you've got so many concerns about what's happening in the town, but the concerns that we went through a couple of 8 years ago about COVID, plus at this time, we've got the flu, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm one of these folks that believe in vaccinations. I've gotten my boosters for COVID, and I've gotten my flu shot. I think we're at a kind of a wait-and-see situation with what's going on with China, the 1.4 billion people, where it seems that the COVID is now really spreading. I hope there's no severe variant that comes to the United States, and hopefully not have the impact that we've experienced when we first encountered COVID. I'm hoping that everything will work out for the best. I don't want to go back to 2020 and those very difficult times. I think that we've passed that. I hope we've passed it. And I hope we'll all use good judgment at a personal level to avoid these kind of infections as we go into the winter months.